Korean food is built on bold flavors, spicy pickled vegetables, sweet smoky meats, and pungent salty stews. That can be a little daunting for some American diners. The authors of a new book called Koreatown hope to change that. It's part cookbook and part travel guide, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
If you're curious about Korean food, but you're maybe not quite sure what to order, Dookie Hong and Matt Rodbard have you covered. They spent 2 years eating in Koreatowns, from Los Angeles to Atlanta to New York. Restaurants like Chodonggol, a little place in Manhattan that specializes in soups and stews.
I would like an order of kalbijjim.
Yes. Spicy?
Yes, please, spicy.
That's where we met for lunch. Rodbard is a food writer in Brooklyn. Hong is a young Korean-American chef who just opened his own restaurant in New York. We order kalbijjim, a short rib stew that's savory, sweet, and spicy. Hong says this is Koreans cooking for Koreans.
When we build restaurants, it's for us. You know, it's like, because we miss home flavors, we miss the motherland. It's not like, hey, let's invite this critic in here or this media person. Not that we don't care about you guys, or it's just not our focus, you know? And yeah, we don't really care.
That's great if you want Korean Americans to eat at your restaurant. But it's not so good if you're trying to pull in large numbers of non-Korean diners too. Sometimes Matt Rodbard says Korean restaurants put less effort into marketing than their Japanese and Chinese counterparts.
It's really a for us, by us mentality at a lot of these restaurants. You walk in, English is very limited, sometimes non-existent. The cuisine just has not caught up with Thai or Japanese or even regional Chinese.
This is where Rodbard and Hong think their book can help. Along with recipes, it features interviews, essays, and original photos from Korean restaurants across the country. From the biggest Koreatown in Los Angeles, which is said by some to have better Korean food than Seoul, to America's fastest-growing K-town in Atlanta, to the most dense and competitive on 32nd Street in Manhattan.
You'll see a barbecue restaurant right next to a barbecue restaurant, right across from a barbecue restaurant.
Their cookbook covers Korean barbecue and other staples of the cuisine like kimchi and bibimbap. But Rodbard and Hong decided to focus more on soups and stews, what they call the heart of Korean cooking. Dishes like solongtang, a beef bone broth that simmers for hours.
Super milky, creamy, and you get some of that oxtail. And that's like what Korean tea. It's not like a pretty fancy or flashy dish that you like, you know, introduce to your American friends.
They tested recipes for solongtang and dozens of other dishes at Hong's walk-up apartment in Manhattan.
Just cooking the onions until it's like half translucent. You don't want to cook it all the way.
Hong demonstrates one of those recipes, a stew with brisket and clams. The key ingredient is doenjang, a fermented bean paste that's like a funkier cousin of Japanese miso. Exactly how much you add is a matter of personal taste. Matt Rodbard says there's a concept in Korean cooking called sonmat, literally taste by hand.
It's using your hands and using your taste to cook with. So it's difficult to sometimes put a number on a lot of this cooking.
That made it hard when it was time to write down fixed amounts for the cookbook. In the end, Dookie Hong says they were steered by their taste buds.
We're always about, what is it so special about this dish? It's that texture, it's that flavor. For a lot of those recipes, it started like this, like kind of, hey, let's add this, let's add that. But we kept it super traditional.
The result isn't a traditional cookbook, exactly, but it might help you find your new favorite spot in Koreatown. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.